on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Josh Coop.
A leading charity is warning that thousands of people in Kent will wake up homeless this Christmas. Shelter says more than 3,000 people will either be sleeping rough or living in temporary accommodation across the county. The problem's at its worst in Dartford and Medway, where it affects around one in every 300 people. Vicky Pellman is from the charity.
We've seen plans for more affordable homes announced recently by the government, which are very welcome. But today's Green Book report shows that really the government needs to ensure that all families have somewhere safe and decent to live.
KMFM News.
The number of EU citizens coming to the UK has reached a record high. An estimated 284,000 people moved here in the year to June. That was before the referendum. There were about 51,000 from other parts of the world. Immigration Minister Robert Goodwill says he wants to bring it back to a sustainable level.
That was very clear during the referendum that whilst there is an upside to migration in terms of, you know, contributing to our economy, there is a downside which really, you know, has had quite an effect on some particular communities in terms of the public services that those people need to use.
Police are investigating after a shop worker was threatened with a knife during a robbery in Tunbridge Wells. He demanded cash when he entered the store along Quarry Road last Friday afternoon. Nobody was hurt. We've posted a description of the man officers want to speak to at kentonline.co.uk. More children in Kent and Medway are going to good or outstanding schools. Inspectors have just released a report into the state of the education across the county. Joe's had a look at it.
Well, the figures show that almost 9 in 10 pupils in Kent are going to top-performing primaries, whilst the figure is just over 8 in 10 in Medway. Both of those are improvements on last year, especially in Medway, where a lot of work has been going on to raise standards. Stephen Long is from Ofsted.
It's a good rise in terms of percentage of children attending a good or better school compared to last year, and we're very pleased with that. You know, so things moving in the right direction in Kent.
When it comes to secondaries, 90% of children in Medway are in one rated good or outstanding, 4 percentage points ahead of the rest of Kent.
Now, from today, there's going to be extra patrols across Kent as the Christmas party season starts. Officers are warning that you could still be over the drink drive limit the morning after your Christmas night out. Last December, 191 people were arrested in the county. A man is still in a serious condition in hospital after being stabbed in Gillingham. It's following an attack close to the railway station yesterday afternoon. A police cordon was put in place near Balmoral Road for some time. It's the first day of a new road layout in Maidstone, with two extra lanes for traffic heading towards Chatham. After 6 months of roadworks, it's hoped it will help cut congestion in the town centre. Kent Highways says it's going to be monitoring any queues, and it may take time for drivers to know what lane they need to be in. Lloyd Wright from Fremlin Walk says they've seen a drop in people visiting because of the works, though. The
retailers rely on October to December to both boost their trading figures, and we should hopefully pick up in sales as well as footfall from October. We've actually seen a decline in our numbers, mainly because of the negative press that we've had from the roadworks.
Well, we've put together a handy little video to show you how to use the new system. You can see that now. Just go to kentonline.co.uk. A minute's silence will be held at all of next week's Champions and Europa League matches following the plane crash in Colombia. British aviation experts are trying to work out how the aircraft carrying a Brazilian football team came down, killing 71 people. And we end with some good news this lunchtime. In a couple of years, you might not have to feel so guilty when you tuck into your favourite bar of chocolate. Nestlé says it's discovered a way to reduce the amount of sugar in its products by around 40% without much difference to the taste.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
Cricket in Kent have just announced that former England captain Charlotte Edwards is going to be leaving the club. With more on that and the rest of this lunchtime sport, here's Nicola.
Well, she's been at the county for the past 16 seasons and lifted the domestic double this year, bringing her tally of trophies at Kent to 10. The 36-year-old says it's been a really tough decision to leave, but feels it's the right time to go. Elsewhere, a new England football manager, Gareth Southgate, says leading the national side isn't the impossible job it's made out to be. The former under-21s boss has been speaking for the first time since taking on the senior team role permanently. He's already said that Captain Wayne Rooney will keep the armband, but won't be left to that job on his own. And he says delivering success is important.
I think we've seen over the last four matches where I've been in charge, huge potential amongst the players. There's
great expectations always that come with this job, and I'm looking forward to embracing that and taking on that challenge.
And former Tour de France winner Sir Bradley Wiggins is being kept on British cycling's Olympic funding programme. The five-time gold medalist had suggested he'd retire after this year, but hinted at continuing in recent interviews.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.